Chumash Vayikra, Chelek Yud Zayin, Parshas Vayikra, Sicha Aleph. This week's Sicha begins with a story told by the previous Rebbe at a Fabringen during Pesach in the year 1940, about events that took place during the early childhood years of the Tzemach Tzedek. The Tzemach Tzedek, who had been orphaned of his mother, Dvor Leah, was raised by his Zayde, the Alter Rebbe, as per his mother's request. The Friedrich Rebbe related that when the Alter Rebbe brought the young Tzemach Tzedek to Cheder, the Alter Rebbe instructed the Melamed, the teacher of the young child, to learn the first Parsha, Parshas Vayikra, with the Tzemach Tzedek. When the Melamed had completed studying this portion with the child, the young Tzemach Tzedek approached his grandfather with a question, wondering about the small aleph in the first word of the Parsha in Vayikra. The Alter Rebbe was in deep contemplation for quite some time, relates the Friedrich Rebbe, before answering the child, saying, Adam Harishain, the first man, was created by God's own hand. He was so great that God himself speaks testimony to his greatness, saying, His wisdom is greater than God's own Malachi Hasharis, God's own ministering angels. A reference to the commentary in Bereishis Rabbah that continues and says, For Adam was able to name the animals, the beasts, and the birds as Hashem made them pass before him. He, Adam, continued the Alter Rebbe, knew his self-worth, and he was quite overtaken by it, impressed, and this caused him to falter and to sin with the sin of the Eitz Hadas, the tree of knowledge. On the other hand, Moshe Rabbeinu, who also knew his value and self-worth, felt lowly and broken with this awareness. Not only wasn't he made haughty by this, but he thought that any other Jew who didn't even have his lineage of being Amram's son and a seventh generation from Avraham, who would have a soul from the source that Moshe's soul was from, would be greater even than he was. And this, the Alter Rebbe continued in response to the child's query, is what Hashem tells us in Torah, V'ha'ish Moshe anav mikol ha'adam asher al pnei ha'adama, that man Moshe was the humblest man of all men on earth. Moshe measured himself against every other Jew. No matter how low another's level of godly knowledge might have been, thinking that if the other had had his unearned, divinely bestowed lineage and soul, for sure the other person would be better than him. The Alter Rebbe continued, In the letters of the Torah that Hashem gave us at Sinai, there are three sizes. There are the large size characters, the medium size characters, and small. The Torah is written with medium size letters. For it's man's work through Torah to strive to be a Beinoni, a being of the intermediate level. Adam Harishain, who in recognizing and by being impressed with his greatness, failed and sinned with the sin of the Eitz Hadas, and so his name is written with a big aleph in Divrei Hayomim, the Book of Chronicles. Moshe Rabbeinu, whose Aveda, his service, is defined by the lowliness he expressed and experienced, knowing his self-worth, he remained yet the humblest of all men on earth, and so his name is written with a small aleph. This was the entire answer that the Alter Rebbe gave to the Tzemach Tzedek. And now, let's explore the intriguing questions the Rebbe presents on the story and the wonderful answers and lessons for us in our personal Aveda. The story says the Rebbe requires clarification. The question that Tzemach Tzedek asked was about the small aleph in Vayikra. Why did the Alter Rebbe preface the answer to this question with a lengthy introduction about Adam HaRishon and the big aleph that is written by his name? This doesn't seem necessary in order to answer the question asked. The answer that the small aleph in Vayikra hints to Moshe's humility would have been a sufficient explanation. As well, the answer regarding the small aleph in Vayikra is taught in several commentaries on Torah, and they don't mention the big aleph of Adam written in Divrei Hayomim. And that raises another question that Tzemach Tzedek was yet a little child and had not learned Divrei Hayomim, the Book of Chronicles, which is the final book of Tanakh, which the Alter Rebbe was referencing when he spoke of the big aleph by Adam. He was just starting to learn Chumash. How does it make sense to reference and at length the big aleph of Adam HaRishon, an idea that the Tzemach Tzedek knows nothing of? Another issue here is that when the Alter Rebbe mentions the big aleph, that actually highlights something that seems to be the opposite of something praiseworthy of Adam, who was, after all, Yetzir Kapav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the handiwork of God, created by God's hand. And the Torah is so careful to speak in positive terms even about a behemoth tmei, an impure animal. Why would the Alter Rebbe bring this up about Adam HaRishon unless it was necessary? The lengthy explanation that the Alter Rebbe gives regarding Moshe's humility also seems superfluous. It would seem rather sufficient to just say, as the commentaries do in brief, that Moshe was exceedingly humble, and that Hashem testifies to this in Torah. Even if we want to suggest that the Alter Rebbe wanted to explain to the Tzemach Tzedek how it was possible for Moshe to view himself with such humility, even as he knew his greatness, in fact, Moshe was so great that none compared to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the reasoning is because he considered the idea that if someone else had his gifted traits and opportunities, not earned, but gifted, he would be bigger than him, it's still puzzling. Why is it important to mention here that Moshe knew his value, but it didn't negate his humility? And to give that over, it would have been quite sufficient to mention that Moshe was humble, and he was humble though he knew his qualities, unlike Adam, who became impressed with his qualities. Moshe felt that because he didn't earn these qualities, and they were a merit passed on through generations, so he remained humble. Why does the Alter Rebbe lengthily explain that Moshe measured himself against every other human being, evaluating that if that person had his gifted qualities, he certainly would be better than Moshe? Here's another puzzling thing. From the way the Alter Rebbe tells it, the big aleph in Divrei Hayomim with which Adam is written is a negative. But the truth is, it just doesn't work to say this, because it's a fundamental prescript that the big size letters in Torah, were in fact spiritually loftier than the medium size letters, certainly loftier than the small size letters. The idea that a big letter in Torah represents greatness and indicates importance is understandable even to a child. And indeed, therefore, Mefarshim explained that the big aleph in Adam's name in Divrei Hayomim is a hint to the idea that Shelo haya Adam gadol kemaisei, oyal roiv chachma shahaya bay ad shakara shemus. There was no man so great like Adam with his knowledge to the extent that he was able to name the animals by perceiving their source. In fact, the Alter Rebbe actually explains this very idea in Likutei Torah in discussing the difference between the small aleph in Vayikra and the big aleph in Divrei Hayomim, and explains how Adam HaRishon is higher spiritually than Moshe. The Alter Rebbe explains how the big aleph of Adam is Adam HaRishon before the Chet, before the sin, and on the highest level, able to receive divine influence from the large Aleph, which spiritually represents the Sphira of Keser as it is in its essence and source. Whereas regarding Moshe, the Alter Rebbe explains in Likutei Torah, he could not get to that point. He received divine flow from within the cloud, which descended, which indicates tzimtzum, contraction of divine flow. So according to the Alter Rebbe's explanation there in Likutei Torah regarding the big Aleph and the greatness of Adam, the Aleph Rabbosi there seems to be a contradiction to what the Alter Rebbe explains to the young Tzemach Tzedek in our story. To explain this, we might suggest that the Alter Rebbe, in answering the question of the Tzemach Tzedek, was creating a teaching moment. It was an opportunity to be mechanech the young Tzemach Tzedek in Avodas Hashem about what we learn and take away from the small Aleph in Vayikra. And for this lesson to be complete, the entire introduction about Adam HaRishon was required, with all the details. The fact that Adam recognized his value was an important lesson, actually because every Jew should know his value. As Chassidus teaches us, Azoy v'medar visin de chasreinus, azoy defren visin de egin amailus. Just as one should know one's faults, one must know one's value and qualities. Which brings us to the juxtaposition of Adam and Moshe. Moshe knew his value as one should, as did Adam. But even as Moshe recognized his qualities, he was truly humbled. Humbled because these milas are gifts and not earned by one's efforts. And the greater the qualities, gifts all, the greater the humility. Hence, Moshe was the humblest of all men. So it's not a contradiction to say that the big Aleph in Adam's name tells us he knew his worth. And this isn't criticism but praise, for one should know his value. It's what is demanded of us according to Torah, and it's uniquely bound up with the work of tzaddikim as Adam was before the sin. Perfect. And alongside this lesson, the Alter Rebbe is teaching how one must be careful that while knowing one's true value and worth, in knowing one's qualities, to remain watchful that no negative results arise from the awareness of one's qualities, no matter how great one is. As Adam, who was created by God's hand and thus had no connection to evil and lived in a world reality that had no evil, as Gan Eden tolerated no evil, Klippa and evil existed only in nether worlds. But he slipped up in his pridefulness and sinned with the Eitz Hadas, which is the source of all sin. Now Adam remained, even after the sin and his ejection from Gan Eden, one created by God's hand, and that's an eternal reality. Even if that greatness is concealed because of the sin. This eternality of Adam's greatness is hinted to in the way the Alter Rebbe describes Adam and his downfall, so to speak, to his grandchild. The Alter Rebbe says, Adam HaRishon was Dur HaKoras Mailas Atzmei. Adam HaRishon, Adam the first man, who through recognizing his own self-worth is durchgefallen bechet Eitz Hadas, had a downfall with the sin of the Eitz Hadas, steht Adam mitan Aleph Rabosi. Yet it says Adam with a large Aleph. Were the Alter Rebbe speaking of a situation that was and no longer is, that Adam was great, but after the chet was no longer great, the wording would have been, Adam, the first man whose name is written with an Aleph Rabosi, with a big Aleph, through self-recognition, then had a downfall with the sin of the Eitz Hadas. This eternal greatness of Adam is in fact passed down to every Jew through all the generations, though it is in a concealed state. Every Jew has a soul spark of the first man, of Adam. And this is alluded to in the words, Atem Kriyin Adam, you are called man. It is a soul spark of Adam in his wholeness, when he was able with his superior level of Chachma, superior even to God's ministering angels, to understand the names, in other words, the spiritual source, and thus name the animals. This ability and divine wisdom is experienced by people generations after Adam, in as the Arizal teaches one's ability to divine the correct name for one's child, the name that is suitable to the life energy of the child. This ability and soul spark reflection is different to Adam's greatness in that for us it's a matter of the soul. The soul always remains whole and does not sin. The soul, an actual part of God, remains complete. Only one's body is affected by sin. But the soul, even when one sins, remains true to its source, to God. Adam's greatness was expressed as well in body as a creation by the, so to speak, divine hand. This wholeness of soul is the essence of the statement, V'amech kulam tzaddikim, and your nation are all righteous. Because though externally we certainly err and distance ourselves from God at the soul level, at the level of Adam HaRishon before the sin, whole and perfect, that exists within every Jew, there is no sin. The soul is always at a level of righteousness, of the Amech Kulam Tzadikim, your nation are all righteous, even when the body is absorbed in something that is quite the opposite of holiness. So when a person engages with God through the study of Torah and the observance of mitzvahs, it's not about tshuva, about one who is far becoming close, so much as it is about the labor of a tzaddik who never knew and had no connection to the realm of chait, of sin and ra, evil. Which means, and this is such a profound and reassuring chiddush, a thought that the Rebbe teaches, it's so fundamental to being a chassid, and it's what makes all the difference in the way a chassid thinks and serves the Eibishter. This means that knowing ma'ilas atzmai, knowing one's qualities and value, is possible and important, because at this level of the amech kulam tzadikim, where ra, evil, has no purchase, is the experience of knowing that our value lies in the soul that we have been gifted by the Eibishter. It's a holiness that we have been given to use. These gifts have been granted to us, and we're told to be aware and proud of your qualities, as there is no other way to overcome the obstacles and the challenges that the world offers up. So we take the position of pride in knowing exactly who we are and what we are worth. This is the service of a tzaddik, and it's a service that serves us well. What we are worth in these situations when we need to be strong about who we are and juxtaposed to the aveda of Baal Tshuva, which requires great and constant care that one is not slipping back into past misdeeds and negative behaviors. Therefore, the Alter Rebbe tells the young Tzemach Tzedek that awareness of our qualities must come with humility, with the humility of knowing that what we are gifted is so that we can, with greater strength, serve the Eibishter and not chas v'shalom to fall into pridefulness. And it's really not much of a stretch when we aren't at our peak in our relationship with the Eibishter The evil inclination, the Yetzirah, pushes ego in our path. And suddenly, we aren't walking humbly with God, and we forget to be careful with our self-awareness and awareness of our qualities. The Alter Rebbe was educating the Tzemach Tzedek, already a tzaddik from conception, who would grow up to be a Nasi B'Yisrael, a Rebbe. It was necessary to really ensure and forewarn that self-awareness remains in check, that even Adam HaRishon, a tzaddik created by the hand of God, who seemingly had no affiliation at all with sin or with ego, nevertheless, his self-awareness, left unchecked, brought to the chait of Eitz Hadas. The only way to do this is, as the Alter Rebbe taught the Tzemach Tzedek, using a seemingly superfluous, long description of Moshe, who not only recognized that his qualities and attributes were gifts and not something he earned, but he also evaluated how another person with these very qualities would do better, be better. Because the problem is that sometimes we can really get to a place of bittul, nullification of the self. We can even handle someone else nullifying our egos. But there might be a residual thought that while I am indeed nothing, the other guy is an even greater nothing. True bittul, the Alter Rebbe was teaching, is when we are able to recognize and acknowledge the greatness of someone else and even consider that he, with my qualities, would be far superior to me. Moshe's humility had this quality. With this humility, Moshe was able to repair the damage of the sin of the Eitz Hadas at Sinai, to remove the stain of impurity brought into this world with that sin. This dichotomy, on one hand, knowing that every Jew has an amazing inheritance and incredible qualities and strength, and he must know this and acknowledge this about himself, so much so that when in honest awareness of who he really is in his spiritual self, and that it's not so hot necessarily when he's asked to undertake a holy task, and he's inclined to say, but who am I to undertake this holy task? And he's told right now, it's the Adam HaRishon before the sin that you need to activate. What you did until now really isn't the consideration. The consideration now is what you have within you, and that is way higher than sin. And on the other hand, always keeping in mind that all of these qualities are gifted to us, and possibly someone else with these qualities would get the job done better. And not to become haughty, but rather to feel humbled and broken. This really brings a person to merit true greatness. As the expression in Zohar, man de'ihu zeir ihu rav, one who is small is really big, which arouses a special love of Hashem, as Hashem's love was aroused for Moshe. It is aroused to the Moshe within us, which will once again bring us the opportunity to bring Karbonis in the truest possible way, the way that Hashem wants, in the third Beis HaMikdash. May it be Bekorav Mamash, speedily Mamash.